We're going to do yin style stretching for hips. Yin style is important because it does light tension over time between 2 and 8 minutes, and that allows you to get a deeper stretch into the muscle and a stretch that actually gets down into the joints and ligaments and tendons. So it really creates a lot of space, and that's really important to keep our joints and muscles healthy. Other stretching is great, good for flexibility, good for flow and movement and helping us move through our day. But this is a special and unique type of stretching that I make sure is part of my whole routine. I do yoga flows, I have stretches, I do foam roller, trigger stick. And even though yin is stretching just like many other stretching, it's its own category because of the light tension and the time component. So let's start some simple hips, and then we'll progress up to the more intense version. And remember, you're only trying to find light tension. So the only reason I show you other versions are for people who are more flexible and they need a little more tension just to get to that light tension state. So one could be very simply where people just put their leg like this, and that may be a lot of tension for their hip. And you would have to do both sides. I'm going to give you a bunch, and then I'm going to pick the one I'm going to do for a couple minutes. You can go on your back and pull in is another way. You can do one leg in front, one leg behind, and stretch this way to get deeper into the stretch. You can put a leg behind and get more body weight over top to get even more into the stretch. You can cross your legs on top of each other and lean forward to get even more into the stretch. Or you can completely cross them over to get down into the hips and lean forward here. Different variations, slightly hit the hips different, but you just want to find that light tension and you want to find that area that you really want to stretch. And then you want to relax into that pose. Light tension over time, light breathing, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, and getting deeper into the stretch. So I think I will choose this one. All right. So lift up. Get a nice stretch in the front. I'm tucking my tail under, so I'm not pushing back into my back. I'm stretching up and stretching the front. I'm not crunching down the back. I'm stretching up the front. And that's the best way to do any type of back bend, is to go up and pull in and stretch through the belly, not just lean back and push into the joints of the spine. So once you're up, you can stay in this position. You can walk your hands forward. You can go on your elbow. You can set a pillow up, or you can lay all the way in. The knee is behind the elbow, and the other foot is as high as you like it. The higher up you go, the more tension. The more down you go, the less tension. And you should get that tension in through this hip joint here. And let's just try for a couple minutes. We have to do both sides, so I'll try to keep it around 4 minutes on each side. And you'll notice in the beginning, as you're getting setting up, there's a whole bunch of letting go happening. You'll exhale and you'll just feel your hip let go a little. You may even feel this part into the leg let go a little. You may feel the back leg let go. You can feel your belly drop down. Sometimes you may want to adjust alignment, make sure you're getting a nice straight stretch. Get your head comfortable. Deepen and relax your breath. If you get into a spot that causes you to fidget, or your mind to race, or have negative thoughts, it's amazing sometimes that you're just putting too much tension on your body. Sometimes that's a good exercise to
Hang there for a second and see if you can get your mind to relax so that you can have a better relationship with your mind and handling it when it feels overwhelmed and learning how to talk it down to a normal state, even while it's still under tension. But that's not necessarily where the full benefit of this exercise is, even though there's benefit in that. Sometimes that'll work, but sometimes you just have to back off a little and give yourself a break. And then it's just about how relaxed can you be, which is one reason, another reason, why I love this style of stretching. You get incredible benefits by learning how to do less and trust more. Which is another great exercise. Another minute. Just relax, rebody scan again, make sure you're not holding on to anything anywhere.
Let's do the other side. Remember, it's about going up, not about going back, and pulling the belly in and stretching the front and lengthening the back while you're lengthening the front. You can do any of the other variations we did before. Start over again. Make sure the leg going back, make sure the knee's not pressing or pushing into the ground. Make sure the hips are squared and relaxed. The first couple seconds are just about getting comfortable. Make sure the way you're on your hip, you could be leaning back on the hip, you could be pushing forward on the leg. Just find a nice spot in the middle with light tension on the muscle you want to work. Nice and lengthened up front. Let your head get comfortable. Position of your neck comfortable. Whether your chin's forward a little bit or your chin's tucked.
Let your mind relax. Let your body relax. And find stillness. This stretch will get deep into the muscle, all the way down to the joint and ligament level. And the longer you stay here, the more of those benefits you get. Can't get them in 10 seconds and 20 seconds and 30 second stretches. You need at least 2 minutes to 8 minutes. Is a good place to begin. Always start with less. You can always do more tomorrow. Don't try to overdo it on your first day or week or month. Taking care of yourself is a lifetime process. It's good to expose yourself to different stretches because you may have needs you're not even aware of until somebody shows you a new stretch. And that muscle gives you feedback that it would like some more attention in that area. And you feed it that attention. And it responds with health. Sometimes I try to see how long I can stay without thoughts, which is very difficult. Sometimes thoughts carry me through the time faster. But you don't always want to escape feeling. Sometimes you want to learn how to calm yourself in spite of it. These hip stretches for the piriformis are at the top of the list for keeping backs healthy. The piriformis muscle, the posterior hip flexors and extensors and all the muscles back there. These muscles are involved in sitting, standing, walking, biking, hiking, climbing, everything. This is the engine room of movement. The legs and the hips. It's worth it to take care of them.
Beautiful. We made it. Remember, anytime you stretch a muscle, you always want to come back slow, especially in the deeper stretches. So you want to use your hands and not your back. You want to move things around nice and easy. You want to do whatever feels good for the muscle. Maybe moving your hips around a little. Maybe moving your upper back and upper body around a little. Maybe stretch your leg out and roll on your foot. Anything is good. And it's good to be a little intuitive, meaning sometimes just do what feels right. Because your body really knows what's going on, probably more than your conscious mind does. So if you learn how to learn from others and learn what works for you, but leave a little room for intuition, you'll find that your body can teach you a lot about what it likes and what it needs to be healthy.